You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
I'm joined today by Tangata Pacifica's political reporter Sena Falava Sanali Chadwick, who is speaking to us from Wellington. Talafasa, how are you?
Hey, Talafasa, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. We're still waiting to see which coalition will form the next government, National New Zealand First or Labour Greens New Zealand First. Can you comment on what either coalition could bring for Pacifica communities over the next 3 years?
So perhaps it depends on how you look at it, depending as a Pacific person what you want to see happen in the government. So if you want the change, if you're not happy with the status quo at the moment, then you're probably looking for a Labour Greens New Zealand First government. And if you're happy with the way things are, you're probably looking at going with the National Party and also New Zealand First. But in terms of Pacific communities, especially ones out in South Auckland, a lot of them voted for the Labour Party, and that's because they see the Labour Party as ones who are offering more social assistance. So for them, a lot of the communities out there, a lot of Pacific communities, are below the minimum wage. They're living in deprived socio-economic areas, so they want that social assistance from the government. But there's also this push from some Pacific members who think the answers don't lie with the government, the answers actually lie within the communities. So you're seeing some people, some Pacific people, vote for the National Party because of that. So it's not so much, I think, the Pacific vote always going to Labour now. Yes, probably the majority still do, but it depends on how you look at it from a Pacific point of view. That Pacific bloc tends to vote Labour, but depending on how you see things, that's going to determine who you sort of want to see be in the government for the next 3 years.
And you were in Mangere in September with Tangata Pacifica, talking to Pacific voters and also candidates. What were the Pacifica election issues that you picked up on? What did the Pacifica community want addressed?
The main thing is housing. That was huge, and poverty and homelessness. Those were the big issues this election year. There's a bit of wanting to raise the minimum wage as well, but the number one issue was just homelessness. And unfortunately for Pacific communities, they're the ones most affected by homelessness. So a lot of them, especially out of Mangere, were calling for more action. They wanted more social housing assistance. They wanted more affordable housing. So perhaps banning foreign buyers if they perceived that they were helping to increase their house prices. You know, those are the main election issues. And perhaps the most surprising thing for me was just how much National got of the vote, 46% of the party vote, despite the big election issues this year were homelessness, were poverty, and yet that didn't seem to get the cut through. It didn't seem to make people want to change. Maybe that's because Bill English has got sort of more of a social conscience, I think, in John Key. So he's perhaps wanting to maybe make more of a social investment in terms of those issues. But it was a bit surprising to see those numbers with national polling so highly, despite those issues being at the forefront, because those issues really are Labour Party issues. So the big issues that Labour wanted to be talking about, it wasn't really the economy so much. I mean, that was the narrative National wanted to play. But still, Labour didn't poll as highly as they did. But you can't take too much away from Labour, because if you think about before Jacinda Ardern took over, they were polling in the early 20s. They were looking at a really disastrous election result. So Jacinda Ardern, to pull that party around in a short time period, did an amazing job. But in terms of those big election issues out in South Auckland, they're the same every 3 years. It's housing, it's poverty, and it's trying to get more Pacific people a better social state housing accommodation as well.
So you just said that these issues come around every election. Does that mean that they're not being addressed by the government?
Yeah, so I think the National Party has a different take on how they want to address those social issues, because they are there. And I think they've dropped the ball in terms of offering more assistance from a government point of view for those who do need emergency housing or those who do need affordable rental accommodation. And they probably realised that this year, that it was an issue that they probably missed, and that's why it became such a big election topic. But in terms of the help, I mean, the announcement they made, the one that really got me, was the Salvation Army City Mission sort of extra funding that they wanted to put into that. And the timing of that was so close to the election, and a lot of people were asking why didn't you do that earlier? Why not make these announcements earlier? Was it an election campaign ploy just to try and get those votes because it was becoming such a massive issue? So, yeah, I mean, the South Auckland Pacific community, they'll tell you the same thing every 3 years. And if you look at Margaret in particular, where Alpita Williams Hill is the MP there, that's a Labour stronghold. And that will never, ever go national. If you look at the party vote there, the margin that Alpita had in terms of the party vote and candidate vote was huge. And that was despite running up against Agnes Lohenny from the National Party, who was also a Pacific person. So that seat there will probably always go Labour just because of the Pacific community. And they are the ones that held up Labour through this election in terms of getting that party vote up. They turned out for, South Auckland turned out for Labour, and they increased their party vote because of those issues that they wanted to see change in, and that was the poverty, homelessness, and the housing.
And would you say that Pacifica youth and older Pacifica people, they share the same view on election issues, or are Pacifica youth more concerned about things like climate change?
I think what we're seeing now with Pacific youth is a huge shift from their parents and their grandparents' point of view, because I think when I've talked to Pacific youth about election issues, my assumption, and I was wrong in making it, was that they would automatically sort of vote for Labour because their parents or their grandparents voted for Labour. But what we're seeing now is this young Pacific voter base coming through, who are a bit more in touch with the election process, who are a bit more in touch with the political parties, who are a bit more in touch about what each party stands for. And instead of defaulting to two ticks Labour, they're stopping and they're thinking, hey, wait a minute, what's best for me? And we're seeing some young Pacific people who, like you said, who are concerned about climate change, who are ticking that green box because they see the Greens Party as a party that wants to tackle climate change. So thinking about family members back home, or if they're concerned about the welfare of Pacific people living in the Pacific, they're going to the Greens Party. And then you're getting young Pacific people coming through who might be doing well, who might be thinking Pacific people need to take more ownership of the way they run their lives, and they want less government interference, so they might swing towards national. So it's a lot more diverse, I think, the Pacific vote in terms of the youth. Whereas the generational difference with the parents and the grandparents, I think they still tend to vote Labour. And if you ask those elderly people, if you ask our mature Pacific audience out in South Auckland, they will tell you that they'll vote Labour regardless of whoever is the leader, regardless of whatever policy they bring out, because that's just the default. But with Pacific youth, that's definitely changing, I think.
And the Māori Party this year had the One Pacific sort of leaning, and that slogan of we are one people, both Māori and Pacific. What are your thoughts on the demise of the Māori Party, given that they were making this push into Pacifica this year?
Yeah, it's a real shame that the Māori Party has gone from politics, because I think what they did for Māori was fantastic, especially with the final order that they managed to get across the line in the government. So for them to get final order up and running was a massive win for them. But just like any minor party that's in government, you tend to feel the wrath of people who aren't happy with what the government's doing. They tend to take it out on you. And with Māori and Pacific people in particular, we tend to vote with our hearts. So if they're not happy with something, they'll as much as they'll support you when things are going right, they'll turn on you if they feel like things aren't going right as well. So in terms of them teaming up this year with the Māori Party, it was interesting with the Pacific, that One Pacific group that joined, because speaking to a few of them, they do genuinely believe in the Māori Party, but I was a bit hesitant about that, because the Māori Party and the Māori people of Aotearoa, they have the Treaty of Waitangi, so they've got some form of document in there that can help them in terms of getting some equality and equity in New Zealand, whereas Pacific people, we don't have that yet. The Māori Party are asking for Pacific people to vote for the Māori Party to help them out. There are some crossovers in terms of what they want for their people, but at the same time, the question I was always often asking myself and of the One Pacific candidates were, if you want that, why not start a Pacific Party or team up with Labour or National, who do have the weight of government to be able to pull across change. So, yeah, it's a tough one. It depends on how you look at it. But again, I think it comes down to Pacific people. Some of them aren't just defaulting to Labour or National. They want to see something different. So One Pacific and the Māori Party was something, I think, for those Pacific people, they saw as another avenue to try and bring about something different in the status quo.
And this election saw the highest voter turnout since 2005, and neither National or Labour has the ability to govern without New Zealand First as a coalition partner. Does this reflect a desire for change in New Zealand?
I think it reflects a desire of diversity in New Zealand. And you can spin it either way. You can say, yep, sure, National, the majority of they've got the highest voter, National with the highest number of party votes. You can look at it that way, 46%. And you can also look at the left bloc, with Labour, Greens, and then New Zealand First, who sort of sits in the middle, bang on higher than National. It really depends on which way you can spin it. I think it's a win for democracy, and I don't think there's a clear winner, and I don't think there's a clear mandate for either side of the political fence to govern, which is why I think whoever Winston chooses, it's a win-lose situation for him, because there's always going to be someone criticising his decision for who he went with. You've got to remember Winston Peters, before the election, the lead-up to the election, he was banking National. It was political warfare with the attacks National launched him, with the pension attacks, possible potential leaks, the alleged leaks that Winston made, that National made against him, and trying to take his voter base as well in the region. So Winston Peters, if he goes with National, that's a tough coalition. If he goes with the Labour Greens, that's another tough coalition, because it's a three-headed beast that we don't know what might happen, especially considering that Winston does not like the Greens party. So it's a really interesting time, because there is no clear choice. The past three elections was pretty clear cut. National could govern sort of on its own, had supported the ACT Party, Māori Party, United Future, and they were home and host. This time around, National, if they want to govern, they're going to have to work with Winston Peters, and as we all know, working with Winston Peters is no easy task.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what the news tonight brings, or hopefully he won't be holding the country to ransom, as many political commentators have been saying, like he did last time.
Yeah, and we don't know with Winston. I don't even think he might know, even his closest allies. So, like everyone else, you and I, we're just going to have to wait and see to see who Winston chooses.
Well, whātata for joining us today, sir.
Oh, thanks very much, Kendall. Appreciate it, my wee lasso.
That was the Southern Cross.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.